your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for the second segment of the KE Report. Chatting right now with Mark Williams, a very sophisticated financial planner, been around for a lot of years. Advice for people like Mr. Williams is critical during these turbulent times in the economy. Mark, if I'm not mistaken, you specialize primarily in retirement savings.
That's correct. Insurance and retirement, correct.
Tell us a little bit about your qualifications, if you would, sir.
I'm president and CEO of a company called Brokers International out of Des Moines, Iowa. I've been in the financial services business my entire career, about 32 years.
Wow.
Mainly on the insurance and investing side. I have worked with three major insurance carriers, and I have been the president of two major insurance distribution companies. Currently at Brokers International, we assist over 4,500 independent financial planners, registered reps, insurance agents throughout the country. We distribute insurance products through over 50 different carrier relationships. We also own a broker-dealer and an RIA. And through that broker-dealer and RIA, we service about 200 registered reps and asset managers.
Mark, I am very concerned right now about retirement savings simply because I'm very aware of the fact, having been in this business for over 40 years, I'm very aware of the fact that Social Security pretty much in jeopardy, in my opinion. Very quickly, could you elaborate on that?
If you look at the history of Social Security and the population, Social Security was created. We had, for every one person receiving Social Security, you had three people working and paying into the system. Now you almost have the exact reverse. For every three people receiving benefits, you have one worker contributing. Now, you and I both know that's a recipe for disaster over the long haul. Either we're going to have to raise taxes or raise the amount going into the system from the small amount of workers there are to recipients, or you're going to have to reduce the benefit or possibly a mixture in between. As well, we're looking at increasing the age in which you would be eligible for that benefit. So that whole recipe isn't a positive one. Which, back to your earlier comments, those people that have savings, especially during the COVID times, that may find themselves out of work or furloughed, are now starting to dip into those savings.
Yep.
So if you were fortunate enough to have your own savings, now you're looking at the possibility of less benefits from the government, using some of the benefits you've saved for. And that's a recipe for disaster, quite frankly. And I think the majority of the population really needs to sit down with someone and talk about their options.
On a personal note, I agree with you 1,000%. And the reason I do is that having a substantial background in economics and finance, I realized back in the 80s and 90s that our economy, with the level of debt that we have and our Social Security system, which was great when it started, but it is really in a precarious situation right now. Listeners need to be aware of the fragility of the longevity, I guess is the word that I would use, sir, of the Social Security system. I think people who count simply on that are making a big mistake.
I 100% agree with you. And add into that the advancements in technology that we've made in medicine, which are incredibly positive, but we're actually extending the amount of time that people live and live quite healthily and productive. Think about that old adage of I'm going to retire at 55 or 60. I think the new normal is going to be living longer means working longer. It's more benefits that you need and or more of your own personal savings you need to live on. You also mentioned the debt. So when you add demographics and the advancements in medicine and longevity, and we have all of these other issues, the debt that we have, lack of benefits, the onus really does fall on the individual to really start thinking about how they plan for their future.
Mr. Williams, tell us a little bit about the products and services that you offer, not necessarily in the insurance industry, but primarily in the financial planning industry.
Sure. So one of the great advantages in the financial planning world is the ability for the average person to have access to what I would consider top-tier money management. If you went back 20 or 25 years, in order to have an asset manager manage your money, you needed to open accounts with $200,000 or $300,000 or $400,000.
Mm-hmm.
Today, that's not true. In fact, today, the amount of information you have and the access for the average consumer to be able to open an account with $10,000 or $15,000 and have access to the same money managers that many, many much more wealthy people have is a huge advantage. So one of these services that we offer is access to what we call TAMPs, or Turnkey Asset Management Programs. And there are literally thousands of financial planners nationwide that your listeners can reach out to and get advice on who could manage your money. And you really do have access to professional money managers. So that's the first section of what we do, is match someone's needs with the type of money management that we believe that could be beneficial to them. And then the other thing that we offer, of course, through a broker dealer is access to stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs. One of my recommendations always is for someone to seek out professional advice. So again, we work with literally thousands of financial planners nationwide that we can offer referrals to. We can offer a client or a customer the way to research those financial planners to make sure that they are suitable and that they fit those needs of that consumer. And we can give them a sneak peek into their background, and then provide a platform to not only take a look at what their needs are, but also provide hundreds and hundreds of solutions that the general public might not know about. So those are some of the services that we offer to the public.
You know, I think it's very important for people to go to an expert when they are looking to enhance their own personal financial security. No question about that. Real quick, sir, how does your insurance products, how do they fit in?
So, and I'm glad you asked. So, first of all, life insurance. If anyone relies on someone else for income, the number one question we ask is, God forbid they don't make it home, how do you replace that income?
Right.
And that's really with life insurance. And life insurance should be purchased younger, because generally speaking, the younger you are, the healthier you are. So that's the first thing I'd look at. And the second thing is the new generation of annuities. Annuities can be a nice platform, because what an annuity provides in its basic form is the ability to receive an income stream that a customer can't outlive. And in fact, not only can they not outlive it, you can designate money to be paid to a spouse or a significant other once you have passed. And that steady stream of income is not affected by interest rates or the stock market in many cases, and there are literally hundreds of types of annuities. So those two products specifically are somewhat of the foundation of many financial plans for a lot of the public.
Mark, I want to make one comment. Number one, we're out of time here for the radio portion. Record a second segment for you. We will air it as a weekend special. Take about another maybe 3, 4, 5 minutes. Can you do that?
You bet, sure.
I want to carry Mark Williams over into a weekend special. The reason I'm doing that is because I believe that we are really in uncharted waters right now. You need to be financially secure, because that way you can weather all the storms that the political turmoil is going to cause us and has already caused us. Listen to what he has to say in the special.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.